The devil does not come to you with a rat face and horns, but with promises of paradise and in the shape of everything you ever desired. Do you remember the first time you saw me? You were buttoned up, neat and tidy, with your nose in a book. Your brows arched slightly as you noticed me, and you met my gaze in a challenge, naughty boy. Not many men can hold my stare, but you do. I found that intriguing. And his gorgeous eyes, deep as the ocean, Bible black. A woman could lose her soul in your eyes. But then, I lost my soul a long time ago. A pink blush floods my cheeks and my smile broadens, revealing dazzling angel white teeth. I drink you in. I fix you with my gaze and turn my eyes full on you. My languid eyelashes blink once, an invitation. You swallow hard and shift uncomfortably, trying to hide your obvious arousal. Very naughty boy. We flirt for most of the afternoon. We stroll around the park. We talk about moonlight and music. You eagerly follow me, my knight in grey tweed, the prince who will rescue me from the pit of perpetual boredom. Do you notice? Or are you too polite to say anything that I seem to stay out of the light, slipping between the shadows, dancing with the sun, dipping beneath my parasol? Can you feel that realization creep down your spine like an ice spider? Deep down, you know what I am. You can sense it. You feel the weight of my stare, my hunger. And then, the sky bruises up for rain. Bloody English weather. April showers, plinking of puddles and thrumming from cobblestones. Raindrops drum on umbrellas and we seek shelter in a convenient little tea shop I know. It is filled with Mrs. Frobisher's Academy girls, dreaming of Darcy, overdosing on Austin and tea cakes. Dizzy little debutante is in love, with love. We take a table in the back corner. You sit across from me. But do you register my reluctance to sit by the mirror? Do you find this odd that I shy away from the silver teapot you hand me and insist that you play mother? We carry on our conversation. You laugh. My eyes twinkle. Every now and then I lean forward to let you catch a tantalizing glimpse around my sundress. One button left, conveniently undone. My breasts jingle as I laugh at your jokes. You must think me a shameless little minx. Is this how mommy thought me to behave, you ask? quite unladylike. After a while, I grew tired of all the teasing, of the witty talk and the double entendres. I look you square in the eyes and say, guess the color of my knickers and win a prize. The look on your face is priceless. You glance nervously at me for approval. Then, in a whisper so loud, it almost drowns out the hammering of your heart, you exclaim, pink. Is that how you see me? A shy, delicate little virgin. I pout a little. Oh, I'm sorry, Pat. Maybe next time. The look of sheer desperation on your face is marvelous, like a lovesick puppy waiting at the table for scraps. All this over the color of my underwear. So fucking easy. A mischievous smile raises the corner of my mouth like a skirt, flashing too much stocking. Perhaps, if you want them that much. My hands slide down to my hips. I see you wiggle just a little as my foot moves slowly up the inside of your leg. I tell you to look down. And you see red silk dangling from the tip of my toes. I smile again and hand them to you. You take your prize, closed in your hand like a delicate bloom of crushed rose petals. You bring your hand to your face and inhale my scent. I smell so fucking good, don't I? Intoxicating. Beguiling. Warm. Wet. And wanton. You tuck the knickers into your waistcoat pocket. Like a little souvenir, perhaps. And I giggle with delight. Never was a prize so easily won. A wicked grin flashes across my lips again. Yes, quite unladylike. But then, I'm not a lady, am I? I'm the kind of girl your mother warned you about. You should have listened. I knew what you want. What you need. I always know what they need. I can be their heart's desire. The innocent girl next door. Or the backstreet whore. Whatever they want to make them ignore their instinct to run from me. As fast and as far as they can. But you don't want to run. Knowing what I am. Only makes you want me more. Look at us. Both pretending to be what we are. Not for the sake of appearances. Both unable to reveal what we truly are in the harsh light of the day. Made for each other. I whisper. Shall I touch myself for you? Yes, you reply. Ask nicely. Yes, please. The words are accompanied by a sigh of sweet surrender. I smile again, slowly, finger by finger. I remove my pure white gloves. They fall softly onto the white tablecloth. like the wings of a dove fluttering in snow. One of my hands slips from the table. I hitch up the hem of my dress, enough to reach between my legs and part my thighs. I spread my legs wide. I open myself like the petals of a flower in bloom. You sit a little more upright, so eager to get a better look. My love, you're practically drooling. You can't quite see what I'm doing, but you can hear it, as I can hear the quickening beat of your heart. My jaw tightens, my neck tenses, and my breathing changes. I bite my lip. There is a tiny little bit of devil in my angel eyes. They grow wide from time to time, as if I have surprised myself. I take the spoon from the table and bring it down into my lap. You lean forward to watch as I take the rounded side and start to rub it against my swollen clit. You squirm in your seat. Your nostrils flare. A soft moon escapes my parted lips. I take the spoon and dip it into my tea. I stir the warm, light brown liquid, never taking my eyes from yours. I warm the spoon before I bring it once more to my aching rosebud. I watch you shudder as I gasp and warm floods my sensitive skin. Your aching cock presses against the fabric of your breeches. Your balls tighten. Am I your dirty girl? I ask. I kick off my shoe and rub my stocking foot against your swollen shaft, feeling it harden even more. You close your eyes, and I stop. With a start, you open your eyes. Afraid you've been caught, I stare intently at you. And more insistent this time. Am I your dirty girl? Yes, you whisper. And there it is, the resignation I seek. For if I am yours, then you are mine. And you are making me so fucking hungry. I can feel it. The blood that boils courses through your veins. This game excites me. The anticipation of your velvet smooth shaft, of throbbing heat, the need to be filled. God, I want to fucking devour you. I look over my shoulder. No one suspects what I'm doing. My hips begin to move in wider circles. My breath comes in ragged gasps. I continue to rub your cock with my foot, and you feel burning, hot cum rising in your core like an angry storm about to burst. You bite your lip to stifle those delicious moans. Pleasure ripples through my body, and warm, wet waves of passion spread from my cunt. Skin glistening, inflamed with the pale pink glow of arousal. You are a marionette, love. Nothing more than a fuck puppet, a plaything. I will make you dance. Shh, keep quiet. You wouldn't want to disturb anyone. Your eyes roll back. Your body shudders and you let out a muted grin, imperceptible to all but me. I knew just when to stop. When you need to come, it's so primal that you would follow me to hell. And you will, dear. I recover myself and smooth down my dress. I take the spoon, still coated in my honey, and scoop some marmalade from the pot in front of us. I offer you the spoon and you lick it clean. I giggle. I like playtime with you. I tell you to walk to the powder room and wait patiently. Sipping from the rim of your cup, you rise from the table and walk casually to the back hallway and enter the bathroom. After a few minutes, I knock softly and you whisper, "Come in." One must always be invited to a feast, willingly. And you are so eager to please. I lock the door. My arms encircle your hips and I pull you close. I rip the buttons from your shirt, biting your nipples. You shudder and hiss air between your clenched teeth. I gather up the fabric of my petticoats. They ruffle around my hips. I force you to the floor and straddle you as I press your face into my cunt. The dark tang of my sex fills you. My scent is overwhelming. You struggle and squirm, but I hold you down, smearing your lips with the sticky honey oozing from my cunt and drizzling down my thighs. Your greedy tongue licks fire along my slit. Do you see what you do to me? Do you fucking feel how wet you make me? You want to taste me, to fuck your need into me. I drape my legs over your shoulders and you nibble sharp little bites along my inner thigh. An appetizer. You lick fire along my slit. That first taste then shivers down my spine and ignites your passion. My pussy lips glisten with your spit and my warm wax cunt flows like honeydew. You flick your tongue in swirls around my desperate, aching clit and force your fingers between my folds. You curl them, backing at the special little sweet spot, the one that makes me squirm. My arousal stains your mouth. Look at me. I grab a fistful of your hair and force you to look deep into my eyes, to see fire and fury. I said, fucking look at me. You are panting hard, quivering with lust, trembling like a little lamb. Good boy, now take a breath. And I force you down onto me, pressing you to my cunt while my thighs squeeze tight. The sudden sensual assault, the smell and taste of a woman in heat are overwhelming, making you splatter and gasp and drown you in pleasure as I fucking take your breath away. I grind my cunt onto your face, stomach tightening, a coiled spring. No pretense, no flowery prose, just filthy words of desperate need hiss through gritted teeth, a gushing stream of expletives, pure filth and poetry, beautiful agony. As my body shudders, I rake my nails across your chest and mark you as mine. You lean in close for a kiss, but I stop you short. I put a finger on your lips. Shush, my naughty boy. You withdrew slightly, panting, hot and heavy, a little confused, a little angry. Tilting your head, you raise an eyebrow in question. That dark fire I will come to know so well, burning bright. I raise my head so you can look directly into my eyes again. They burn into your soul like a firestorm. You can't move because you don't want to. And you watch as the corner of my mouth curls into a satisfied smile. I cradle your head with my hands. I guide your mouth to mine. And we kiss. No. I kiss. You melt into me. Like butter on hot crumpets. I raise your hands above your head, wrists together as if bound. I part my legs still wider. I drew my fingertips over your chest, defining every muscle, making you moan. You tremble as I grasp your throbbing cock and guide it deep into my dripping wet cunt. You have unleashed a beast, the animal who wants you to come inside me, to make me feel something, anything, make me feel alive. I want to own you, to devour you. I am so fucking wet for you. I slide easily down the full length of your shaft, and you feel my cunt rippling over you. Faster, harder, harder. With each possessive thrust, I pull you deeper into me. I want you to fuck your need into me. My juices drip from my cunt and coat your cock. I lean forward so close, and all you can hear, all you can feel through the tempest and the rage are my soft, seductive whispers and the thunder of your heart beating for the last time. You have a choice, Pat. Do you need this? Do you want this? Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. A good choice. My eyes, my intent on you, every sense alert. The silver beads of sweat drip between the valley of my breasts as they spill out of my dress, nipples hard and aching for your mouth. My hand fastens around your throat and you struggle for air in short, sharp gasps. The smell of gardenia mingles with sharp stink of sex. And my aching cunt weeps for you. Your eyes, God, your fucking eyes, burning bright, surrendering, begging, needing to be taken, willing little fuck toy, until there is nothing, until there is no one except you and the rushing surge of blood in my veins and your cock pulsing inside me, and my cunt throbbing, and my cunt aching, and my cunt burning with want, with need, with animal fucking lust. My cunt clenches around your swollen shaft, my slick glistening thighs wrap around you, holding your balls deep. And I pull you in tight as you thrust deep into my hot mess and spear me, impale me so close now, so fucking close. And I gush for you, and you pour yourself into me, white, hot ropes of sticky cum erupt into my soaking cunt, and I claim you as mine. I bite and drink deep, for the blood that boils after climax is the most exquisite. enemy full, wrathless, burning, tumbling into darkness. For a moment you see eternity shining in my eyes. You are spent within me. Passion's fire spreads a warm glow on your skin. Starshine dances and diminishes in your eyes. Pleasure wakens a smile for a final time. A soft, contented sigh escapes your lips. A smoky whisper, gone in a moment as your soul takes flight. And now, we sit in the same tea room as we did all those years ago. The sound of carriages replaced by motor cars. Music from the radio drifts across tables. Bored teenage girls drool over the latest vampire fiction and pout over Instagram and Snapchat. You sit across the table, next to the pretty young thing we met in the park. Your violet eyes glow with demon fire and barely contained excitement. Thank you for the present, I purr, as my fingers slowly dance up her mini-skirted thighs. You bite your lip and growl low. After all this time, still impatient, you still find it hard to truly savor the chase. There is no need to rush, my love. We have plenty of time to play. For I am yours, and you are mine, until the stars burn out.